Number one on the list of holiday scams has to do with brand name items. The Better Business Bureau's Peggy Pender says we all love brand names, especially those of us with teenagers, but she says there are no shortcuts.
Counterfeit items will make themselves available. They'll look like they are the item. This can come from clothing to handbags to jewelry. Tiffany comes to mind. I certainly know that, you can find all kinds of Tiffany items available in an online environment. But when you drill down and look at the detail, you're probably going to find that it is like a Tiffany item.
Pender's advice is going to an authentic retailer or making sure you're dealing with a legitimate online company before shelling out money for a brand name gift. Next on the list, fake websites. Pender says when ordering online, make sure you're on a secure site and check out the fine print.
Do they have a privacy policy? And is it up to date? Is it in English? Is there anything funny there? And you're also going to want to make sure there's a contact opportunity. Is there a phone number? Can I call you?
Pender says that's important because websites can be there today and gone tomorrow. Number three on the scam list, bogus charities. It's the giving season, says Pender's, adding it's easier to get pulled in this time of year.
Children's stories and illnesses and puppies and animals. These all really pull at our heartstrings. We all have our favorites, but just do your homework before you actually make that contribution.
Pender says the best way to make sure your charity is legit is to ask a lot of questions. She notes the Better Business Bureau has a charity review program to help you out. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News.